Everyone has a desire to live. When we lose that desire to live, it is a sign of extreme anguish or extreme mental illness. And so people in their lives, I don't think they're thinking that they're giving up their life and the consequences of what they're doing. It's just that they want to end some pain, or they think life is not worth living. Of the cases I have seen, many of them are very impulsive, particularly among young people. Something happens, and in an impulsive way, they think the world is over and they take their life. If people could just wait 24 hours, I think many times they would change their decision about giving up their life by their own hand. You see, God put life within us. And the way he did that was by the Word, by the Logos. It says, in the Logos was life, and that life was the light of men. And so people protect their life. They guard their life. We want to live because it is a gift from God. Our next breath, the next beat of our heart, we owe to God through Jesus Christ. Here's what it says in John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was a light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Where God gives life, death cannot reign. And God, through Jesus Christ, gives us eternal life. Death is like the darkness. The darkness does not comprehend it. That Greek word comprehended means to extinguish. Nothing can extinguish this life that is within us. Eternal life that Jesus gives. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful mercy. Thank you for life. Thank you that I'm breathing this morning. Thank you that my heart is beating. Thank you, O Lord, the blood is running through my veins and everything is working properly. I know that there will come a day when this body will fail, but in that day I know that you will be with me, that my life will extend beyond this body into eternity with you because of the Word, Jesus. Amen.